This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. His name is Eric Wright, and he has a brand new book called Higher Connections, Humor and Inspiration from a Certified Public Pothead. Eric, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime. So, I mean, tell us, first off, how you become a certified public pothead, and then secondly, what this book is all about.
Sure. So, you know, I think with the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, I, like most of us, turned to alcohol to deal with the stresses of everyday life, you know, work, family, politics, everyday issues. But it really got to the point with three young kids where I just couldn't do it anymore. You know, the hangovers just weren't working. I would drink and make questionable decisions in my life. And, you know, I wanted to try something different. So with the increased legality of marijuana or cannabis, whatever you want to call it, in the United States, I was able to, you know, try marijuana. Mm-hmm. And it really took me in directions that I never thought it would in terms of the benefits to me and my spouse and just the experiences that we were having. So it's really been an interesting, you know, call it 18 to 24 months of documenting these experiences that I had while high on marijuana and kind of translating that into the book. That I just put out.
Well, that's awesome. So, like, what are some of the things that people will read when they're engaged in Higher Connections? You know, the book. What are some of the things?
Yeah. So really. All right. Yeah. So it really just talks about, you know, a brief history of the drug, kind of why it became illegal in the first place, my brief history with it. And then it just gets into some of the benefits that I've experienced with my spouse and some of the benefits to our relationships of, you know, me on marijuana versus me on alcohol or anything else that I would do to try to decompress after a long day. And then it gets into some of the interesting, you know, connections that I've had while high to my spouse, to my family members. And when I say connection, it really is, you know, feeling something that I would not normally feel, that we've basically translated that I am feeling how my spouse feels in a moment or feeling how my parents feel in a moment. And it's been very interesting. And, you know, we got to a point where we just realized it's not a coincidence. There are too many coincidences mm-hmm. for it to be a coincidence every time. And so we started documenting those experiences in the book. And then I try to explain what I think is causing those connections to occur. And it gets a little deep and a little out there, you know, get into souls and third eyes and simulation theory, yeah. Which can be a little weird and tough to write about. And then the end of the book, I just get into some interesting and hopefully funny observations and thoughts that I've had while high, and others may not find them funny. That's okay. I did at the time.
But, so are you more,
yeah,
of
that's the book.
Are you more of a pothead now, or are you still into drinking?
I have reduced my drinking by 95%. Once in a while, I'll have a glass of wine or a glass of whiskey, but for the most part, I do edibles. You know, mm-hmm. once or twice a week, it generally be more when my wife is PMSing, but generally once or twice a week. And, you know, I enjoy it. It relaxes me. I think better, think more crisper. But yeah, I really, really cut out my alcohol use significantly since I started doing this.
And what does your wife think of all this?
Well, you'll read in the book. She loves it. I mean, I think it's really helped. And yeah. That's why we wanted to document this. You know, a lot of people go to therapy to try to work out their issues, and there is some therapy where marijuana is used, but really it's benefited our relationship. I mean, it's for her, you know, just for me to understand how she thinks much clearer and better has been a great benefit to us as a couple. She does marijuana too, but it's mostly to help her relax and fall asleep. I kind of go the opposite way.
Well, I hope where you're doing it is legal too. That's also the hope here. But you know, at yes. the same time, there's always, there's benefits for this, and there's also negatives too. I mean, you know, do you kind of worry about your lungs, you know, while you're smoking marijuana? Like, do you worry about, you know, inhaling that?
Well, I don't smoke, so I just do edibles. And, you know, one of the things I talk about in the book is, you know, there's not a lot of research into marijuana because it's federally illegal at this point. There is some research privately that's done, But, you know, I talk about the other things that people consume every day, you know, alcohol, cigarettes, fried foods, red meats, desserts. I mean, there's so many things that we put into our body every day that is probably as bad or worse for us than marijuana is at this point. There's some research that talks about the impacts on, you know, heart rate and brain activity, but there's just not a lot that suggests marijuana is really bad for you at this point. One day maybe it'll come out that it's not great for you, but I've been doing this for 2 years and haven't had any negative effects. I go for a physical, everything's fine. So right now I'm good with it, but we'll see one day if it becomes legal, if there's more research.
Well, my fiance, who's a respiratory therapist, always tells me, you know, anything you inhale is bad for you, no matter exactly. What, I mean, unless it's air. So, I mean, exactly. You know, but then again, the edibles are a whole different story. You know, I mean, you're cooking with that, you could make gummies out of it. People have made that, you know. And also, I mean, do you kind of see a difference between CBD oils and you know, just regular marijuana? Like, is there a big difference between the two for you?
For me, yeah, I think CBD is similar to, you know, Xanax or anything that just relaxes you and helps you go to sleep. THC, it really makes my brain just quicker, and that's the bigger difference. And you'll get some edibles that are THC and CBD combined. They're called hybrids. But THC for me, just it makes me think, kind of call it outside the box. And that's where a lot of the thoughts in my book kind of came from, which is thinking outside how I normally would. I think with CBD, people take that to relax, to go to sleep, and that can be beneficial as well. But for me, I need THC just to get more creative and think differently.
We're talking with Eric Wright. He is the author of Higher Connections, Humor, and Inspiration from a Certified Public Pothead. Eric, I want to ask you, though, you know, doing the research for the book, obviously you did your own research. You know, you obviously had the edibles and you ate them and you did your research on that sense. But did you do any journalistic research? Did you, you know, look at any medical research?
Yeah, there's a lot of that in the book, and a lot of the research was involving, you know, because when I came into this, I really knew nothing about the drug and kind of what the effects of the drug were on the human body. And so there is some research about the impacts on the brain and the impacts on the body, and a lot of that's in there. There's also research into phenomenons like out-of-body experiences and paranoia and multiple personality disorders and you know, what causes that in the brain that might be linked to some of the things that I talk about that THC and marijuana does to your brain. And so some of the things I do talk about in the book is, you know, what are some of the phenomenon in life that could be explained by what I've gone through while high, which, you know, rightly or wrongly, it is still research that's out there. And I did have to do some of that, but I can only do that while sober because there's no way you can do research while high. It would take you 6 hours just to type in a website link. But yeah, there is some research out there, and I hope people, you know, look into it and look into things like out-of-body experiences and paranoia and what causes that to happen.
See, the only time I ever smoked weed was like in college, and like even that experience for me, like I was like, this is doing nothing for me. I mean, it could be the fact that I have ADHD and so it just totally didn't work for me. But like, is it true that like, you know, when you are high, like everything, it just slows down? Is that like an actual fact, or is that just something that everybody always says, like just to be cool?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's funny because in the book, I call it your elevator music, right? When you get into an elevator, you hear some music in the background that just stays with you the rest of the day. I think I refer to Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time, and that's always, it's with you for the rest of the day. Your elevator music is just always something that's with you. When your brain slows down, you naturally go back to those thoughts, whether it's work or family strife or, you know, money, financial issues. The elevator for music for me and for my significant other stops when we're high and you just forget about all that. And, you know, her brain slows down. Her brain is, when she's sober, is always moving 1,000 miles per hour with the kids, with work, with things to do around the house. When she gets high, her brain slows down. My brain seems to go faster and go quicker and kind of speeds up. And that's where, you know, a lot of the thoughts and concepts I talk about in the book came from was while I was high. But for her, yeah, it, it calms her down, relaxes her, lets her just stop thinking, and lets her elevator music kind of go away.
Wow, that's really interesting. You know, again, Eric, we're talking with Eric again. The book's called Higher Connections, Humor and Inspiration for a Certified Public Pothead. You know, where can people get the book?
So it just came out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Nook, Google Play. We also have the ebook version available. It's also available from the website, higherconnectionsnow.com. And we also have a podcast that we started doing just to, you know, kind of elaborate on some of the things in the book. Because what you realize, I'm a first-time author. I'd never, ever done anything like this. It's really, really hard to explain some of these experiences, some of these connections that we've had through words and through writing. And so what we are trying to do is take some of the experiences, some of the concepts in the book and talk through them in our podcast, which is also shockingly called Higher Connections. And that's also available everywhere at this point. But, you know, we hope, you know, people, you know, buy the book and enjoy it and listen to our podcast. And, you know, they can also reach me through our email address, higherconnectionsnow@gmail.com. And we hope to hear from people and, you know, really want to see if there's other folks that have experienced this as well while they're high. And we also want to hear from people that maybe have never tried marijuana, that maybe like me always look to alcohol or other things to decompress, but maybe are hesitant to try marijuana, just to address any questions or concerns or thoughts that they have as well. So we, you know, we want to make this interactive and a two-way street with people that buy the book or interested in buying the book. But it is available everywhere. I think you can buy books at this point.
Let me ask you this though. Is there, since, you know, obviously you're a first time author, is there going to be a sequel to the book? Are you looking to do something else?
That's a great question. Not sure. I think we want to see how this does, how people, you know, respond to this, if it gains traction. You know, we're always coming up and having new experiences. We talk about that on our podcast. We had a very interesting experience after the book was finalized that we talk about on our podcast. And so if there are enough of those experiences that we have, yeah, I mean, I'm certainly inclined to keep writing about them and just go into some other things that maybe I've come up with while high that I haven't talked about in the first book. But let's see how this one does, and hopefully it people enjoy it and respond well to it. And if so, I'm happy to continue my journey with even more higher connections.
Well, we've been talking with Eric Wright. Eric, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with everything, including the book and including the podcast. Again, the book is called Higher Connections, Humor and Inspiration from a Certified Public Pothead. It's on Amazon right now. Eric, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
No, I appreciate the time. Take care. Thank you.
Anytime. The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.